Item is subdivision 2005-91 Highland Development Corporation preliminary for Ferry Cove project.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2005-91 for Highland Development Corporation based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the project is located in a development district according to the county's 1997 land use plan and is located within the environmental sensitive development area according to the 2002 update. Two, the applicant has proposed 420 lots within the project. However, only 391 are permitted as the allowable density for an AR1 subdivision on this land. The applicant has acknowledged and agreed to this reduction. Three, through a cluster design, the applicant has maintained in excess of 40% open space while maintaining average lot sizes of 9,500 square feet. Also, most if not all the lots adjoin open space. Four, the project will be served by the county as part of the Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District, and the Sussex County Engineering Department states that there is adequate capacity for the project as proposed. Five, central water will be provided to the project. Six, the applicant has favorably addressed the items described in section 99-9C of the subdivision code. In addition, the site's design has a minimal impact on wetlands and no wetlands are included within any lots. Seven, DLDOT has indicated that part of this land may fall within the area plan for a county bypass. For this reason, one of the conditions I will be placing on this approval is that a phasing plan be established so that the area DLDOT is considering will remain unobstructed until the last stage of the project's development. Eight, this approval is subject to the following conditions. One, the applicant should design or shall design and phase the project such that the area occupied by the proposed eastern bypass alternatives alignment is developed as the last phase. In this manner, if one of the eastern bypass alternatives is selected as the preferred alternative, this alignment can be protected from development, allowing the new roadway to be built. If one of the eastern bypass alternatives is not selected, the applicant could proceed with the development of the entire site. Two, the applicant should design and build a subdivision to ensure that all community facilities, including sewage treatment facilities, pump stations, utilities, stormwater management facilities, parks, or any other similar facilities are located outside the area proposed by the eastern bypass alternatives alignment until and if a decision is made that an eastern bypass will not be selected as the preferred alternative. Three, there shall be no more than 391 lots within the subdivision. The applicant shall coordinate with DLDOT to develop a phasing plan so that the area that DLDOT is considering for a bypass shall be the last phase of development of the site. This phasing plan shall be shown as part of the final site plan. The applicant shall form a homeowners association to be responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, any buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. The stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. The stormwater management system shall maximize groundwater recharge and erosion and sediment control measures and shall comply with all state and county requirements. All entrances shall comply with all DLDOT's requirements. A system of street lighting shall be provided by the applicant and the location of the street lights shall be shown on the final site plan. Sidewalks shall be installed on at least one side of all streets within the subdivision. No wetlands will be included within any lot lines. Within 1 year of the issuance of the first residential building permit, the developer shall construct a community swimming pool and community center, trails and community pier with no more than 4 boat slips. The development shall be served as part of the Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District in accordance with Sussex County Engineering Department specifications and regulations. Street naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. The applicant shall coordinate with the local school district to establish the location and character of a school bus stop within the project. The location of the school bus stop shall be shown on the final site plan. The final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. Agricultural use protection notice shall be included on the final site plan and in the restrictive covenants. A notice shall be included in the restrictive covenants similar to the agricultural notice indicating that adjacent properties are actively hunted. The restrictive covenants and final site plan shall include a notice to all property owners as follows. This property is located in the vicinity of a poultry processing plant and feed mill operating 24 hours a day. Such agricultural and industrial uses and activities involve noise, dust, truck traffic, offensive odors, glare, and other possible annoyances associated with such 24-hour live poultry and feed mill operations. The use and enjoyment of the property is expressly conditioned upon the acceptance of any such annoyance or inconvenience which may result from such normal heavy uses and activities.
Second.
Before, I have a quick question. I think it was your first or second condition, Mr. Johnson.
Yes.
I had a concern that basically, let me ask what your intention was, I guess, because it sounded to me that the phase where the Del Dot bypass could go couldn't be developed until Del Dot made a decision. I have concerns about that because I think that it's just too indefinite. If Del Dot never makes a decision, they're precluded from ever developing that land, and I don't know if that's something that legally we can do. I guess my question is whether or not that was your intention.
Well, my intention was that I didn't want them to develop these facilities for the sewage treatment and gas tanks and everything else that comes along with the development right smack dab in the middle of where a road might be coming in. That was first and foremost.
Okay.
Second was...
So that would be, then your intention on that is that the site plan, I'm not sure where those facilities were on the site plan, but the site plan would have to be modified before final if they are in that area, to relocate them out of that area.
To relocate those out of the area and that this be the final phase of the development.
Okay.
Such that the other phases will be developed first.
Okay.
And if Del Dot hasn't made a decision by then that they could proceed.
Okay. All right. I think just to the extent you need to, you probably ought to just modify your motion so it reflects that statement. I'm not sure. When I heard it sounded as though that final phase couldn't be developed at all until Del Dot made a decision. And maybe I misheard you. That's why I wanted to ask that question.
You're probably correct in that. The intent came across as that way, and that was not the intent.
Okay.
The intent was that would be the final phase of the development. And that hopefully by then Del Dot would have made a decision.
I think you were making an implicit assumption that Del Dot would actually make a decision.
Well, we all live in a world
that
sometimes.
I think is what concerns everyone, because that may or may not be true, because they don't have to in particular.
But either way, the utilities are to be pulled out on the
site. Yeah, I think that's the point. All right. If you're not, I have one other thing I wanted to ask about.
That's the question I had.
And this I may have misheard you, and I didn't have the written copy in front of me, but a paragraph or two ahead of where you talk about the Homeowners Association, I thought I heard you use the word should. And my legal friends tell me that the word should has no legal standing.
Okay.
It needs to say shall, not should. I thought I heard you say something should be designed, should be.
It's probably the site plan shall be redesigned.
Maybe it says shall, and I just didn't misheard it. That's all.
Maybe I mumbled.
You could have.
Yes.
Okay. Usually not this early in the day, but
not this early in the day.
All right. Okay, I think we have a second. Would you get a second, Mr. Burton?
I second that. Yes.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2005-91. Highland Development Corporation, Ferry Cove, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.